Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur.
From the onset of the relationship with a narcissist, the game has begun. Their antics are ready to go, and you will be the target for a while. They will study you, learn your behaviors, because they have ulterior motives at bay. In this episode, we're going to explore why the narcissist studies you, what their motivation is behind the scenes, and as an added bonus, we will touch on the ramifications from being in a relationship with this type of creepy individual. Let's go. The narcissist has a concealed agenda from the onset. They are not seeking a healthy relationship with you. They are looking for supply and looking for you to provide it for a time. You see, a narcissist is always on the hunt for supply because just one source is not enough. A narcissist studies you to learn your behavior, not just when it's happening in the present, but they need to be able to predict your behavior before it happens. Not only do they need to anticipate what you will do and say before you do, but they need to have a high percentage of certainty in their devious calculations. So they study, but it's more than just taking notes at a surface level. They dig in deep to find your weak spots, and they do it quickly. They are on a mission to see if you will pass. A narcissist is seeking ammo, for if the relationship or your supply would stop at some point in the anticipated future, which could be even years or decades later on, they are looking for something to hurt you by in the future. Something they can twist to suit and support their reputation over yours later on when the relationship goes awry. Is it devious? It's their darkest secret. When a narcissist studies you, they are looking and assessing many things simultaneously. They are judging to see how you react when your buttons are pressed, both in positive situations and in an extreme negative. They're looking to your level of cooperation with them. Will you follow their lead? How long will it take until you lose your opinions, no matter how much conviction you have with them? And how much training, gaslighting, and manipulation do you need before you start to back down and begin to change who you are? A narcissist is gauging how long and what type of supply you can and will provide to them on a regular or semi-regular basis. When a narcissist is building a relationship with you, they are assessing several things at the same time. While you may believe you're spending time together innocently, getting to know one another, their mindset is completely different. They are assessing how easily you can be manipulated. They are looking to see how much training you need. Now, training is code for how much manipulation, love bombing, and grooming do they need to do, etc., before you start to change not only your ways and to back down, but to change and morph into the person they want you to be. Are you easily convinced? They will assess. Are your opinions easily changed once you have new information? Especially after gaslighting, they will study you to observe your new behavior and how long it takes for you to change. Time is of the essence with a narcissist. They can only spend time with you if it works out in their favor. If you quickly adapt to what is expected of you by the narcissist, then you have a high likelihood the relationship will continue. If you do not back down, stand your ground, keep your independent thought and actions, you will likely lose the opportunity to have a fantastic relationship with a narcissist. A narcissist is looking to see how long it takes before you lose your convictions, opinions, and take on what they believe you should believe. So how does this affect the gaslightee? If you've been the unfortunate victim of a narcissist, the tactics completed against you may have been so subtle you haven't noticed, especially if you are not on the lookout for them. And two, you may also be in a new relationship where everyone feels good at the beginning. This is the prime time when manipulation occurs, and it's so subtle by design, and it only escalates and becomes more insidious as the relationship develops. And as the relationship progresses, the agenda of the narcissist is still the same: to change you to suit their purpose. And if you choose to remain in the relationship, things will start to occur that may catch you one day blindsided. Let's take a look at a few of the ramifications by remaining in the relationship. 1, you start to lose your convictions and opinions. Do you feel strongly about things? Great, the narcissist will try to knock down your opinions or fail to even acknowledge them. Nothing is off target unless it suits them, and they are okay with it. If it doesn't, then they will employ tactics to get you to change your mind. 2, you start to get quiet. When a narcissist has used tactics against you to demean you, the intent is that after time and repetition, you will not only fail to speak out and share what you believe, but will revert to being silent. And what's worse is that you may start to care less about things. It's a slow, gradual change. They are teaching you to become less, as there can only be one person with grandiosity in the relationship. Next, you wake up one day wondering where the person was that you used to be. You may have fond memories of yourself when you were fill in the blank. Maybe it was the time when you were fill in the blank. You wish you could revert back to who you were at a previous time. You felt powerful then. You felt in charge of your life, had a mission, and had plans to accomplish things. You were full of life and had goals, etc. But then something happened, and your life not only veered off into a whole other path, but now it's been years, and you may feel like you have no idea how to go back to who you used to be. These are the ramifications of being in a relationship with a narcissist. Their goal is not for you. They may state they support you, but by their actions, they are proven to be a liar. A narcissist, in conclusion, especially at the onset of a relationship, has tactics designed to bring about your emotional deflation by design. Slowly, you start to lose who you are. Your goals diminish. Once you have discovered you may be in a relationship with a narcissist, please research Going No Contact. We have several articles on our website, also our YouTube channel, to include the healing and grieving process which occurs afterward. You are important. You matter. We care, and we want the best for you in your situation. We also work together with Online Therapy, which is an online resource to assist during this time. I'll drop a link. If this article has been helpful for you in your journey, drop a comment and let us know your experience. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn, signing off.